First, between now and next month's primary election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at WPR.org. Representative James Sensenbrenner, a Republican, has represented Wisconsin's 5th congressional district in southeastern Wisconsin since 1979, but he's not running for re-election. The Democratic candidate is running unopposed in that primary. On the GOP side, there are two hopefuls, business owner Cliff DeTemple and current state senator and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Cliff DeTemple is a Coast Guard Reserve commander and business owner of Turning Point Systems Group in Milwaukee. He identifies himself as a conservative Republican candidate and as the un-politician in the race. Cliff DeTemple, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, start us off, please, with your basic campaign pitch. Why are you the right person to represent the 5th District?
Well, we've had Sensenbrenner's been representing us for a very long time, and you know, we need some change. We need some new ideas in there as well. He did a good job, a fine job. We need someone that's from the outside, someone that's had business experience, someone that's had experience all around the country as well. And I think this is the time for it. People have been asking me for years, when are you going to run? I said, well, when he retires. And that was several years of saying that, and he finally did, and now I'm running.
What do you see as one of the top issues facing residents in the 5th District in particular?
The 5th District, very unique area. We're just outside of Milwaukee, so there's a concern, you know, of for security in the area right now with things that have recently gone on. But security is a big concern. We can't continue the business as normal if we're worried about the security in the area. So they're worried about international security, internet security, cybersecurity, all of that. Those are some things that would help business if we can have a stable platform and get that security under control.
One of the biggest issues facing the country as a whole is the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. In Congress, when it comes to either the health side of things or the economic side of things, what would be your priorities when it comes to COVID-19?
Well, first of all, the stimulus packages that they were passing, I think they rushed those through. They were trying to get them through fast. I think there was some things that slipped in there that shouldn't have. One of the things I am against is riders in all the bills. I think the COVID packages to stimulate the economy had too many riders that were hidden in there. Also, I think they rushed through with the unemployment. The extra unemployment was needed by some, but it is not stirring our economy, and they're looking at additional packages out there. The first thing with the Paycheck Protection Act, it came out as a grant, and that was early on. They said, hey, this is going to be free money to businesses to keep open, small businesses. And, you know, everybody heard that the large companies were getting that money that possibly didn't need it at all. And I heard from talking with lots of small businesses in the area in Wisconsin here that weren't able to go ahead and get that money, and they closed their doors, some that will not be able to open up again. That needed to be handled differently. I would have looked at it as a loan instead of a grant. The federal government could have came out and issued loans to small businesses to stay open. I think the small businesses would have more wisely used that money, stayed open if it's a low interest or zero interest loan, but they needed to pay it back. And I think we would have done much better with the economy there. Second, when the extra unemployment came out, it's very difficult to find employees that want to come back because a starting wage now is less than what you would make on unemployment. A few weeks ago, I looked around Wisconsin, and we had 5,700 job openings. You know, we shouldn't have had the high unemployment. If we have 5,700 job openings with Department of Workforce Development that are sitting out there, even during COVID, even during the times when we were closed down, they were out there. There were companies still looking to hire. They were going unfilled. So when I talked to a lot of businesses around, they cannot find employees because people are not interested right now in going back to those jobs.
We're talking to Cliff DeTemple, Coast Guard Reserve Commander and a business owner. He is running in the Republican primary for Wisconsin's 5th District congressional seat. Do you see issues where you could reach across the aisle and work with Democrats in the House if you're elected?
I always work. You know, being a small business owner, you work with everybody. You work with disgruntled clients. You work with disgruntled employees. You have to work with everybody. And that's the same with politics. nobody's going to see the same, you know, everything the same. Even in your own party, you don't see things the same way. You've got to be able to work. That's something I enjoy doing. You know, we can work back and forth. During the campaign process, you know, going door to door and talking to people, you know, I had conversations with Republicans. I have conversations with Democrats. And a lot of times we're all looking for the same thing. It's just how we're going to get there that's important. It might be different, or different approaches on how we're going to get there. So going across the aisle and working, that's the best thing out there. Sticking with your party, and when you know you can't even agree in your own party, that's a concern. So, yes, I am definitely someone that can work across the aisle, but at the same time, I'm going to hold on to my principles. There are key things that I hold true, and those I would not negotiate. But I think working across the aisle is important. Working with the president, if it's Republican or Democrat, that's important as well. We can't be fighting that's going on. Right, the fighting that's been going on in Congress has been ridiculous, and it's just getting worse.
I want to key in on a couple of the issues that that you focus on your campaign website. Protecting the Second Amendment is a big priority for you.
Yes, it is. You know, I get called out on that a lot, and you know, I'm a gunslinger, this and that. You know, the Second Amendment is not just about the firearm. The Second Amendment is the right for the people to defend themselves against their own government. Even more concerning right now, when you look at people saying, hey, they're protesting and doing these things. Well, wait, you know, if we lost the right to defend ourselves from our own government, the government can come in and take that control. Look what happens in those other countries, socialist countries, where the government just takes control and people have no way to defend themselves. So for me, it's more than just a firearm or gun or the ability to defend yourself or go hunting. It's your ability to say, I can protect myself if we get together and protect ourselves from our own government.
We have just a couple minutes left. What other issues do you think are the most important on your radar right now?
Well, one of the big ones that I saw, with all the experience that I had in the military and being around the world and working all over the country, government spending. I see a lot of ways to improve. One of the simplest ways for me is to get rid of government spend down. That's the practice of government agencies spending their very last budget dollar in the month of September just to have the, you know, so that they get that same budget next year. Congress needs to go ahead and work out a plan where federal agencies don't have to spend their last dollar before the end of the year. Because if we save those and come up with a different approach to spending, we could balance a budget a lot easier. But I see a lot of wasteful spending in September. And those practices need to end. So that's one of my key focus areas.
Now you're running in a Republican primary. You mentioned your background, making the case that you're an unpolitician. Are there issues you'd distinguish yourself on between you and your opponent, Senator Scott Fitzgerald?
Yeah, a lot. One, I've done a lot of work in Washington, D.C. Working with the military, I've done some major things as well. Worked the BP oil spill, the Situation Unit directly in D.C. I've worked Hurricane Maria relief where we were moving supplies down to Puerto Rico and into the islands. I saw that. I saw some of those things. I've also worked on security plans for the Department of Homeland Security for the Great Lakes region. So those are all things that I have experience in. My experience is related to Washington more than it is just in the state, even though I represent the state of Wisconsin. That's one of the things where people have asked, why didn't I run for state office first? Well, I have more experience right there in D.C. in working in those conditions and that big picture that I think I can be more effective than being in the state office. So that's the biggest difference. My opponent has a lot of experience at the state level, and I feel that I have a lot more experience working at the national level.
Leave us just 30 seconds or so left with a final pitch to voters in the primary.
Well, in a primary, what you need to do is you need to look at each candidate. You need to go to their website. You need to look at their issues and see what they're about. The one thing about me, on my yard signs, it is who I am. That's not going to change. And my website, it has exactly who I am. I'm not just going off of my name and a name that people might recognize over the last few years. It's issues that are in writing, and that's going to be me. The next biggest thing is, too, I'm a term limits fan. I don't want to be in Congress for the next 20 years. I want to go in there and set up so that the next person that replaces me in 8 years or 10 years replaces me, has a better job, and they are more effective as well.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Cliff DeTemple, a Coast Guard Reserve commander and business owner of Turning Point Systems Group in Milwaukee. He's running to represent Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District in southeastern Wisconsin. He identifies himself as a conservative Republican candidate. Current State Senator Scott Fitzgerald, his opponent in that primary, declined a request for a candidate interview. Between now and the August primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited all the candidates running in contested primary races for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. We've done a lot of those between The Morning Show and Central Time. You can find all of those candidate interviews and learn more about the candidates and the races they're in. Just head over to our website, WPR.org. That's WPR.org, and check out our candidate archives.